Okay, cool. So, when you're looking at the watch, what did you initially think the little button did?
This button here, the first time I ever looked at this watch, I assumed it to be a selecting button.
Okay. And what did the image, did the image mean anything to you, or?
The image, no, I didn't really like mess around with the image. I found this button on the left to be the one that actually denoted everything for me. I realized if you click on this one, you enter in. And then obviously these ones were selecting. But I mean, that is what I initially thought. So you click in. And then as soon as I realized that this button was back, that was a good noticing thing. That determined a lot for me. And I don't know, I found the interface really straightforward, to be honest.
Okay, so in general, do you think that it's useful to use?
Yeah, I think so, definitely. I think there's some things that could be fixed up, like the calendar app. For instance, if I tried to go here and look at my actual events, it didn't have them
Okay.
signaled there. But I mean, other than that, it was pretty good. Only thing that I found quite irritating was that they didn't have notifications for WhatsApp and for other messaging
Okay.
services, which might be interesting to consider. And then I don't know, other than that, I found all the applications very cool, to be honest. I downloaded a few.
Okay.
I got Skateboard Plus,
Never
which
heard of
is
that one before.
which is it shows how many times you push on your skateboard. So it's like a motion thing,
Oh, heck
so
so, okay.
it's two kicks. So if you hit it, goes to
All right.
three. And then this coordinator as well, which was guitar chords and stuff like that, piano chords.
Oh, sure.
So
Oh, that's
it's
pretty
pretty
hectic.
cool from a music perspective. Yeah, I found it quite cool. I found it useful. It makes me think of my little brother's Samsung. He's got a watch as well that does the same kind of
Okay.
thing. It's got a heart rate
So you'd say
monitor and
that
all that stuff.
how would you describe the sort of physical user interaction with the watch?
I
Is
found it
it
very, very easy to use,
easy to use?
enjoyable actually. And I found
Okay.
that the menu interface was very cool as well. It was simple. There wasn't too much to be confused about, to be honest.
Okay. Did
There's
it help
nothing that I
you?
really needed to get to though. I enjoyed that when someone called you could just decline them straight from your
Yeah.
watch. That was
True.
cool.
Okay, so it sort of helped you in consuming important data or useful information.
Yeah, useful information. And I think, I don't know, it's kind of some of the stuff, obviously you're gonna get those apps are a bit gimmicky and stuff like that. But I mean that's inevitable. But I thought it was cool. I mean, if it wasn't too much, I'd probably purchase it.
All right.
I also like the function of the weather, how it shows the weather on your watch.
Yeah.
Thought that was very cool. Although it disappeared after a while, I don't know why.
Oh, it's probably Bluetooth again.
Yeah.
Bluetooth 4.0 has that issue.
Okay.
It has like a LTE sniffing mode, so it
Okay.
goes into like a low powered mode very quickly.
Okay, hectic.
So have you ever used like a phone finding application before? Is
Never.
it?
Yeah, I really enjoyed that, to be honest. I thought that was cool.
Okay.
Think if you could put that to car keys or something else, that'd be sweet. Phone's generally the easier thing to find.
All right. So, is there any particular situation you were in today where looking at information on your watch was easier than, say, taking your phone out?
Yeah, I say it for messages, especially for instance, because we're university students and everything, in class it was quite useful to not have to take out your phone or anything. You could just be like, "Hey, my phone, my wrist just vibrated. let me look at who that was from." Especially now, since I've been getting calls from all these telemarketers and stuff, not telemarketers, but from Standard Bank, because they just keep on calling me, and we try to stop them.
Decline,
Yeah, so it's just always decline. So that was useful.
yeah. All right.
Yeah, and then the music thing was cool as well. Once that started going, especially for me, because I wear headphones and stuff, and you can
Yeah.
just walk and
So.
change. It would be cool if you could implement a shuffle thing so you actually get your full library
Yeah,
in
actually,
there.
yeah.
Could be quite cool.
Okay. So, you've used other smartwatches
I haven't, I've just
before.
seen my little brother's one
Okay.
before. And
Yeah.
that was very cool. He could make calls from his watch.
Okay. So how would you compare them? Like this one and the
Well, the little bit that I did see of that one kind of had a bit more usability in terms of calling people from your watch. And think he even had a GPS on his watch. So that was quite cool. But yeah, I think they're much of a muchness, to be honest. Okay. Like, it was a bit bigger, the screen, the interface was a little bit different. Yeah. It was more sleek, I'd say. Like, it looked a little bit more sleek. But I didn't get to press, like, play around with any of the buttons or anything like that, so...
Okay. So that was the Galaxy Gear,
yeah? Yeah, yeah.
Alright. So. Okay. So, did you feel that it might have impeded you in, like, any tasks that you were doing today?
Mm-hmm.
Did it get in the way of anything?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Not really, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the only thing was just playing around with all the apps and finding stuff on the actual Pebble service on my phone. I found that very, very well done as well, mm-hmm. I must say. The actual app on your phone was very straightforward and easy to use.
So in terms of the convenience factor, would you say that the watch is more convenient than checking the phone?
Yeah, I would say so.
So like further functionality or like functions, I think you mentioned earlier a few applications that you'd like to see.
Yeah.
Would you mind just going through why you'd like to actually see those?
Well, I'd like to see, well, the music one, to be able to see like all that thing. I suppose, I don't know if that's an application, but like to be able to see all your artists
like
and stuff.
Like a library.
Mm.
Okay.
I'd enjoy that. What else would I enjoy? I suppose like a GPS on this thing would be crazy. Like something that just sends you like your directions.
Yeah.
On your phone, and that would take away a lot from like looking at your phone and while you're driving and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's with your hands like on the steering wheel.
Yeah, exactly. So that could be quite cool. I don't know, I was thinking of other apps that could actually like, you know, be implemented with this, because in my head, like when I first looked at it, I was like, yeah, I know, the only thing could be like really like a calendar app, like calendar or something. And then like I saw music and I was like, cool. But when I saw all these other like quad ones and skateboard ones, I was part of it. Like, I'm very impressed with the motion sensor.
Yeah, yeah.
Inside here, that's very cool.
Okay.
It's a thing that can be used a lot. And like fitness wise and like monitoring your health, it's like very good. I think all those apps are really cool. I can't think of any particular apps that I'd use other than the GPS one that aren't on there already.
So in general, do you have any criticisms about it?
I found, okay, yeah, the one issue I had with the actual app was that when I went into it, there was a bit of confusion. I ended up resetting up the whole thing.
So it
deleted some stuff, or I don't know if it deleted it or if it just it reset some stuff, which was a bit interesting. Like, I didn't expect it to do that.
Okay.
No, I can't think of anything that really is bad about it, hey, to be honest. Oh. You know, I find it smooth and, like, usable. how long's the battery life, I guess?
A few days, actually.
Yeah.
It's better than the Gear, that's for sure.
Okay, cool.
It's very minimal.
Yeah, it seems like that.
Java.
I mean, maybe a calculator could be cool.
Yeah?
There's a calculator on here, like, on the apps, if I'm not mistaken.
If you want to just complete that.
Sweet.
Then...